All right, good evening. Good to have you here tonight. Welcome. We are resuming our PMW after quite some time. We've had a bit of a break. I have not had the 7:30 hour since, back before even the Ukraine trip. So we've been off for several weeks now. But good to be back up and running again. Good to resume our rotation. In particular, returning back to Grace Notes, because it's been a while since we've gone through. We have taught already in times past Doctrine 100, Doctrine 200, 300, 400, but it's been a while. And we like to intersperse those with systematic theology. But again, it's been a while. We still have Volume 4 to get to with Norm Geisler, and we will get to that. I think we'll do Doctrine 100. We'll go back to Norm Geisler, do more systematic theology, and then we'll do Doctrine 200 and take it from there. Volume 4 is broken down into two parts, so we'll intersperse those two parts, and we can get Doctrine 300 covered at that point. So anyway, just stay tuned, and if any of that matters to you, then you can start worrying about it now. If none of that matters to you, then don't worry about it at all. Just keep showing up at 7:30, and we'll do real well. We do the ministry workshop classes. Like I say, it's the 7:30 hour. Pretty much every Sunday, except if there is a potluck. On the potluck schedule, we don't have a PMW on a potluck Sunday. So just stay tuned for those kind of announcements. And anyway, we're just going to take it through the spring and summer and on into the fall and see what the Lord has for us there. I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer and sanctify our time together, and then we'll introduce our material tonight. Shall we pray? Almighty Father, we thank you for the truth of your word and the blessing we have to study to show ourselves approved. We thank you for the great privilege that you've provided for Austin Bible Church in operating a training ministry for pastors and evangelists and exhorters and helpers and givers and all 11 of the permanent church age spiritual gifts. I thank you for brothers and sisters that are diligent to train their giftedness, to prepare for fruitful ministry service. And I thank you that we can offer these courses and provide a blessing for those students that are rightly dividing the word of truth. We ask for your blessing upon our time tonight. Guide and direct our thinking. Guide and direct our words. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Tonight's really going to be a low-key night, so don't feel like you're under pressure or anything. If you have questions, simply raise your hand. I'll take your question, and we'll try to explain matters. It will be an introduction. Have you done a Grace Notes course in the past? You have? You have? I guess you have, yeah. If you've never been exposed to Grace Notes, then tonight will be a good introduction to you, and a ministry that's been around since 1994. And I want to use tonight also to kind of explain the origins of Grace Notes and so forth. I'm going to start with the church website, austinbiblechurch.com, and just take us to, just by way of reminder, and maybe the easiest way to do this is to go to Pastor's Ministry Workshop and see what we've been doing lately. March 22nd was our last time here, and that was Lesson 61 in Norm Geisler's Systematic Theology on Sin and Salvation. So like I say, it's been a while. And even before we did that, let me come over here to just select the Grace Notes courses. We have not done a Grace Notes course since July of 2010. All right, so like I say, we are long overdue, and there were folks that wanted us to, you know, just keep chugging along through Norm Geisler and keep chugging through the systematic theology. And I'm saying, wait a minute, we're overdue. It's been a while. And the last time we did Doctrine 400, in fact, we may want to recode this differently so we don't confuse. We can still, I guess, tag them Grace Notes, but somehow distinguish between what we did last time in Grace Notes and what we're doing this time in Grace Notes. Anyway, talk to me after class and we'll figure that out. So, yeah, in 2010 we did Doctrine 400. 12 lessons to do those 10. Basically, what I like to do is I like to do an introductory class to kind of set the table for what's going to follow. And then we try to stick to a pretty clear schedule whereby we do one lesson each night. So next Sunday night when you come, you will need to have finished Doctrine 101. All right, and I'll show you how to do that. I'll show you how to subscribe and receive the documents. We'll also talk about what you do for non-email options and if you need a hard copy where we can put paper in your hand before you leave, that kind of thing. And so there's 10 lessons in each of the courses. We're going to do them over the span of 10 weeks. And so We obviously missed a week there somehow. We doubled up on one class, as I recall it, just because it was so fruitful and it was so edifying to talk these things together. Keep in mind, you don't have to come to a PMW class to do Grace Notes. There's people all over the world that are subscribing to Grace Notes, and they get the lesson, they do it at home. And that's what it's designed to be. And as I introduce it, you'll see that. It's designed to be a self-paced course. It's done by email. You get your notes sent to you in your inbox. You go through the material. You learn what's there. You take your quiz at the end of the lesson. And when you submit your quiz, you get the second lesson sent to you. And then you just keep going through your lessons until you finish the course. And then you get your certificate. That's if you want to do it at home, if you want to do it wherever. And all over the world, there's subscribers in countries all over the planet. The advantage of doing it here is that you get your email, you're doing the lesson at home, and then you're coming here for follow-up. You're coming here for a question and answer. You're coming here to get a deeper explanation on certain things. We've got the flexibility in class to look at certain passages, to go into things that the Grace Notes curriculum doesn't really go into. We have an opportunity to connect these different topics, for example, with recent classes that we've had in Galatians or in Isaiah or Life of Christ or things like that. So it really affords an opportunity for the student to get their questions answered, to get things explained, maybe if there's terminology they're not comfortable with or they're not familiar with. It really provides a neat opportunity for that kind of follow-up and that kind of question and answer. So anyway, like I say, it's been a while. The last time we did a doctrine course was in 2010 when we were in Doctrine 300. It was really at the end of 2009 and carried across into January of 2010, it looks like, as we taught Doctrine 300. There was something that we started on October 25th of 2009. So yeah, that's been a while. And Doctrine 200, we taught in 2008. June 1st of 2008. Tomorrow's June 1st, right? Okay, so yeah, we're talking 7 years ago. And that was for Doctrine 200. And you say, well, where's Doctrine 100? I don't believe those classes were recorded. All right, we did Doctrine 100. And at the time, I felt that, well, it doesn't really lend itself to recording. I thought, well, it's going to be more interactive and dynamic. It's going to be more discussion and back and forth. And I thought that it probably wouldn't be a useful format to make MP3 recordings. And it was only later, after we'd done about 10 of those classes, that we kind of regretted that and wished that, man, we probably should have made recordings on that. So in any event, this time, we're going to have recordings. We'll have MP3 audio recordings. We'll have video recordings. And we'll even have laptop screen recordings. So anyway, those good things that we have to look forward to. Now, the Grace Notes website itself is not the AustinBibleChurch.com website. It is gracenotes.info. And www.gracenotes.info. When you go to gracenotes.info, this is the first page that you're going to see. And it gives you information on the ministry itself. And there's even, isn't there a history of there was at one time, kind of about, okay, yeah, background for how this got started and the history of Grace Notes. There we go. And really started in 1994. And Warren Dowd was the founder. Warren Dowd started this off. Warren and Ethel, of course, are members here for a long time. But in 1994, actually, they weren't members here. They were attending Shoal Creek Bible Church at the time. And this was a personal ministry. And it has been a personal ministry for so long. And it was only after the Lord blessed it and it grew and expanded that it got to the point that Warren asked. He said, really, this ought to be under guidance and under authority and oversight, and Ken, will you accept Grace Notes as a ministry of Austin Bible Church, because you're my pastor and you're training me, and this ought to be under the supervision of Austin Bible Church. So we were very happy to take it on board and to adopt it, as it were, as not only a personal ministry but also a corporate ministry of the church. That means we pray for it, we support it. The church treasurer also serves as the Grace Notes treasurer and provides some administrative assistance in that regard as well. Different components there. So yeah, when you get home and you have a chance to read through this, feel free to go to the website, click on About, click on the Grace Notes history, and you can read that whole discussion there. What I want to stress tonight, though, is how to register, how to get signed up, and that's under the Register button. And I'm thankful this is now available. And it's a brand new website, and there's a lot of things that are still being built. And if we find some quirks tonight, that'll be good. That'll allow for some repairs to be made and so forth. But under register, this is a nice automated process that'll streamline things and get you up and running faster than might have otherwise happened. So choose the course to begin. Come down here to the drop-down window, and under Unit 1, you're going to select Doctrine 100. All right? You're going to select Doctrine 100. And I'll show you that in a moment. Well, okay, let's finish this. Doctrine 100, put your name in there, put your email address in there. If you're already in the Grace Notes system because you've had other courses in the past and whatever, then select No, I've registered before, and that way we're not creating a whole new student record for you. But if this is your first course, then click on Yes, this is my first course, and that will help to create a record for you. And then under Other Comments, it's kind of optional. You don't have to put anything in there. But it'd be nice if you click in there and put, you know, for example, PMW classes or Austin Bible Church PMW classes, so that as this system receives your application, we can kind of flag it and know that you're actually a real person, a live person here in class. And along that line, you must promise us that you are not a robot. Okay? Yes, sir. Ah, cool. Thank you. Yes, this is my first course. Excellent. And if you are a first-time registrant, then here are the additional items. And this is not really necessary. I mean, we're not going to throw you out of the course if you know, we're not looking for minimum prerequisites to come to the course tonight. What we're saying is it helps to build in the database an understanding of who the students are, how many students actually come with a college background, how many come with a no college background, things like that. The ones that we get enrolled from Africa, nobody even has, you know, we have a wide assortment of educational backgrounds. So, yeah, your mailing address, some of the information there, your work experience, your personal testimony. Some of those are powerful, especially the ones coming from Africa. How did you come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? What do you believe your spiritual gift is? That kind of thing. Do you believe you're going to be a pastor someday? Or are you already a pastor? We got a lot of pastors that sign up here to get more training. That's kind of why the whole African thing took off the way that it did, the Grace Notes Africa ministry. So good, excellent, thank you. So it'll allow you to submit the form if you're not. Okay. And again, we're prejudiced. We don't like robots. All right, so we don't accept robots to enroll in our... Yeah, I get that. It just makes me laugh every time I read it. All right, so what you want to do, tonight if you think about it, or tomorrow, sometime early in the week. Don't put it off to next Saturday. Don't put it off to next Sunday afternoon and then decide you're going to rush through it before the PMW class next Sunday night. All right? Better that you do it early. And in fact, it would be great if you had it knocked out, you know, Monday or Tuesday. You could then do it a second time before the end of the week and really be fresh on the material before you come in here next Sunday night. And when you do come in here next Sunday night, be prepared. Bring your questions. Have the things underlined. Have sticky notes and big red marks and everything that you liked or didn't like or understood or didn't understand. The things you loved, the things you hated. You said, why is that even in there? All right. This is the kind of class this is, all right? We have the opportunity to interact with the material, to work with the text, to explain things. Grace Notes uses so many different authors, all right? So many different pastors have contributed material. Dan Hill has done a lot of these. R.B. Thiem is the source for much of this. Mark Perkins, there's a whole lot of contributors. And as a result, there's a bit of variety in expressions, all right? We don't all say the same thing the same way. And so sometimes it just takes a little bit of patience and a little bit of work to, you know, talk it through and say, oh, that's what he's talking about. And maybe put it in expressions you've possibly heard here or you've heard in other churches and things like that. So there's an advantage to doing that. All right. I'm going to leave the register section now and let's look up to the diploma courses. Wow, diploma courses. What right do we have to issue diplomas? Well, actually, we have all the right in the world, and the state can't tell us anything because there was a Texas State Supreme Court decision a few years back that got Tyndale Theological Seminary off the hook. They had been sued by the State Board of Education for fraud, basically, for deceiving the public and issuing diplomas and issuing degrees and whatever else. And Tyndale fought back and said, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do, and you can't tell us no. And anyway, it was a great victory for the First Amendment, great victory for churches and seminaries, and we can do all the Bible training in the world, and the State Board of Education has no business telling us how to teach our scriptures and how to equip our saints for the work of service. This is a spiritual ministry, and we are not accredited. We're not seeking accreditation. If you want to take your Grace Notes diploma down to the University of Texas, have fun. And you know what? They may accept it. They may not. That's up to them. Any registrar in any institution who wants to do what they want to do can do whatever. But I know for a fact that Brian Morgan, for example, took two of our Greek courses and went down and got them accepted at UT when he enrolled as a freshman. So you never know. But we make no guarantees. We make no promises. You get a diploma, and it's a really nice certificate. My signature's on it, Warren's signature's on it, and that's laminated and whatever you want to do after that. But what it does is it provides an outline. It provides a structure. And we do recommend you do the units in order. You don't have to. But the courses in Unit 1 are easier than Unit 2, 3, 4, and all the way through Unit 12 even. If you do the first four units, we actually give a more of an umbrella certificate called the Associate in Bible Teaching. If you get through Unit 8, the Senior Bible Teacher, and then Unit 12, the Master Bible Teacher. Now, nobody here has done all those, but there are Grace Note subscribers in other parts of the world that have done every course that we have and has asked, can you write more courses, please? And it's interesting, some of the folks that you meet this way. All right, so Unit 1, that's where we have Doctrine 100, Foundations 100, History 100, Ruth, and Titus. And those are the first five courses that pretty much many of the Grace Notes students take. And when you complete all five of those courses, then you'll be given a certificate. We're great on certificates because they're PDFs and don't take a lot of work. And we send you a certificate and say, here you go. And so you finished, and you get one for each course. You'll get a Doctrine 100 certificate and a Foundation certificate. And so when you get your fifth certificate, we give you a bonus one that says Unit 1 complete, right? And then Associate in Bible Teaching when you've done your first four units and things like that. We went to Africa this last summer. Steve Arnold and I met a lot of these pastors that are using the Grace Notes syllabus as their training ministry for their seminary courses, and it's a big deal. They love it. They love the certificates, and it's huge. They show them off in their pictures, and it's a big deal. So, in any event, any questions on that? Any thoughts? Any questions? Like I say, if you've never been exposed to Grace Notes before, it's pretty much self-paced. If you do it all in a single afternoon, it won't be the first time. But I recommend don't just try to race through it. Slow it down, read it, look up the Bible references, digest the material, understand what you're looking at, what you're dealing with. All right? the point is not to... the wrong way to do it... Let me show you here. Here's Doctrine 100. And here's the Word document, and here's the quiz, okay? The wrong way to do it is to load the quiz, read through the questions, say, all right, there's five questions there on the gospel. Let me expand this a bit here. All right, the first section's on the gospel. There's five questions there. Kind of learn the questions. Salvation doctrines, all right. There's those questions there. Eternal life, three questions on eternal life. Union with Christ, there's four questions on union with Christ. Regeneration, two questions there. Ooh, and an outline, yuck. All right, and so you kind of scan the quiz, right? This is the wrong way to do Grace Notes, all right? Scan the quiz and then go get the lesson and then just race through the material in the lesson to find the answers to those quiz questions, all right? The reason why I'm sharing all this is because people have done this in the past. And they get through it, and they answer their quiz, and they submit the quiz, and they get 100% because they just parrot the quiz question. You know, they take the answers verbatim out of the text. A little bit more work to do the essay question at the end, all right? But What have you really done at that point? All right? Are you trying to impress us? Are you trying to impress Warden Dowd? Who are you trying to impress? You know, the quiz question is useful because it gauges what you have digested, it gauges what you have learned, it provides a check on the content that's being communicated in the lesson. It's very useful in that regard. But if you're just pursuing this on a legalistic basis to try to impress somebody with quiz question answers, I would simply remind you that the judgment seat of Christ is not a quiz question exercise. We're not going to stand before the Lord at the Bema seat and take a Bible quiz. He's not going to drill us on what we know. He is going to demonstrate the fruit that we've borne, and the fire will hit it, and the fire will test the quality of our work. So what I recommend is don't even look at the quiz until you've already read the material two or three different times, until you feel that you're solid on the material. Then take a look at the quiz. And just give give straight answers without looking back at the text. Just give straight answers based on your frame of reference, based upon what you know, based upon all these things. Go through the quiz, then feel free once you've done a straight shot through the quiz. All right, now go back, tweak it a bit, find the weak spots, go back to the questions you were really puzzling over, go back to the text, read, find the answer, and then understand why the answer is what it is and why you were puzzling over it. That kind of thing. Does that make sense? All right. Any questions on that? Yes, sir. Yeah, let's put you on a microphone here. That's another feature we learned over the years. Back before we started moving the microphone around the room.
Yes, I'm going to assume that you're going to want to see these quizzes yourself. Are you going to want to look at the answered quizzes?
I can if you want to, but it's not necessary. If you bring your quiz in on Sunday night.
Because people can just carbon copy their answers to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then, like I do. Uh-huh. And then you'll be able to see the essay questions and whatever.
Right. And I don't mind that at all. That's worthwhile.
But so, I'm just saying that would be the mechanism for the pastor to get it electronically. It's just carbon copy. And mm-hmm. PastorBob@AustinBibleChurch.com.
Yeah, all the courses that Lewis has taken, all the courses Dan has taken, Pastor Cliff, Bob, any of the students in the past that have done these courses, I've asked them to CC me on their quizzes so that I have a chance to peruse the answers as well and that. But I haven't really made it an issue in the PMW format because we're all going to be here next Monday night. And, you know, you will have had completed your quiz by then. You'll still have additional questions at that point. And we'll work together through the quiz anyway in the class next week. So anyway, thank you. All right, so Doctrine 100, and this is what you're going to cover this week, the gospel. And what a great way to start your studies, right? Particularly if... you're dealing with somebody and they find, hey, here's Bible courses, and they get signed up and maybe they're not even saved, right? Maybe this is kind of the point in the student registration to ask for a testimony, to describe, and in some cases we get some of the answers back that say, oh well, I was baptized. Okay. I'm glad you got wet at some time in the past, but how do you know you're going to go to heaven when you die? How do you know that you have eternal life? And it just provides opportunities like that. You get into some of the villages, Pakistan and some of these places, they think they're Christians because their parents are Christians. And they're born in a Christian village. And they're given a Christian name. And because if that wasn't the case, then they would have been born in this next village over and they'd be Muslim. Because they were born to Muslim parents in a Muslim village. And they just think it's a concept of their culture and their birth and their upbringing, and they don't even have a concept of trusting in Christ for eternal life, what we call the gospel. And so it's great that the gospel is the very first topic of this. So yeah, these are the topics that we cover in Doctrine 101, the gospel, and then salvation doctrines that go with what happens to you when you get saved, what happens as a package when you receive eternal life. And so there's a large assortment of salvation doctrines that go in that second part of this document. Now, how comprehensive is this? You know, are we talking hundreds and hundreds of pages? No. All right. We're talking, 17 pages there is the last table of contents entry. The very final page is, what's the very final page here? Can I drag that down? Page 17, all right? So, regeneration. There's your material on regeneration. And obviously, can we go deeper into these things? Of course. Of course. Union with Christ. We were talking about that this morning, weren't we, in the Galatians class. All right. Any questions on those topics? The gospel, salvation doctrines, eternal life, union with Christ, regeneration. They really are fundamental to our faith, okay? This is all written from an evangelical perspective, a Protestant evangelical perspective. So just know that going in, okay? Which is our perspective at Austin Bible Church. All right. Give us an idea what you can expect over the next 10 weeks. Week number 2 is the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Spirit. I thought that was the same. Why are those different? Okay? I'm teasing. They're not the same. They are different. And you need to understand that. Confession of sin, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we get a whole lot of pneumatology coming up in week number 2. Week number 3, only a single topic for the whole week. The entire Grace Notes document for Doctrine 103 is all about grace. All right, the entire lesson is about grace. The quiz is about grace. The whole week is nothing but grace. I was kind of teasing Warren one time. I said, we really just ought to assign them a quiz at the end of it and then score them 100% no matter what they answer because it's grace. Anyway, I didn't invent that. Actually, that's a true story. Did you understand this? A very true story back in the 1920s. When Dallas Seminary was first founded by Lewis Berry Chafer in the opening class of Dallas Theological Seminary, for the final exam, every paper that was submitted, Lewis Berry Chafer put an A on the top of it and wrote grace. The best of papers, the worst of papers, everything that was submitted, I think it was 1924, was the opening year of Dallas Theological Seminary. And every paper was given an A for the first graduating class of 1924. So. All right, whether that was right or wrong or whatnot, I guess Schaefer has to answer for that, or he did answer for that when he got to heaven, but that was the case there. All right, so week number 3 is going to be about grace. Doctrine 104, the barrier, imputation, justification, propitiation, reconciliation, all right? And again, the advantage of coming on these Sunday nights is that you don't have to feel like you're intimidated by all these big, fancy theological terms. All right, ooh, imputation, justification, propitiation. And you're like, wow, don't feel lost, don't feel overwhelmed, don't feel intimidated, okay? We take the $5 vocabulary and put it back down in 50-cent terms and explain things. And see, this is the thing. We don't want seminary to turn into something unbiblical, all right? And there are some very bad philosophies in terms of what I think is Nicolaitanism, what I think is the dominion, the clergy-laity distinctions, and the concept that pastors are entitled to realms of truth or depths of doctrine or certain theological studies that, the common Christian just isn't entitled to or isn't worthy of or couldn't understand anyway or anything. It's garbage. All Scripture is God-breathed and profitable. All Scripture. And there is no realm of doctrine that we would separate from any believer. All right? And that's why I'm happy to see such a good turnout tonight. I'm happy to see folks that are, beyond the those that are pastors in training and so forth. We open all of our classes up. This happened previously. This happened when we were teaching church history. Man, there was a great interest in church history. And one of the best PMW classes as far as attendance we ever had. And people were buying the books and reading the chapters and taking the quizzes and happy to be to take a church history class. And we're happy to offer it. Like I say, there's no tuition, there's no charge, there's none of that. You are filling out a student enrollment form. That's simply for for record keeping and that. And keep in mind, who knows? Lord does, but what the Lord may do with you in 5 years, 10 years, or whatever down the road, if down the road you feel called to enter into ministry, or you feel like you've got a pastor teacher gift, or God's calling you to the mission field, or whatever, we're tracking the progress and the courses that are completed, and you get full credit for it as far as your seminary training is concerned down the road, and things of that nature. All right. What's the barrier anyway? Is that a reef in Australia? What is that? No. These are the bricks, the obstacles between fallen man and God. Why it is that fallen man cannot commend himself to God. Why it is that we can't earn our salvation. Why it is that we can't get to heaven. And all of the stones in the barrier are removed by Christ. And the doctrine that applies to each stone. It's a good study. And we'll have some fun with that. All right, Doctrine 105, redemption. The resurrection of Christ, the deity of Christ, the essence of God, the glory of God. All right. And like I say, some of these we'll have to be careful with. We'll focus on the terminology. There may be nuances and things that are slightly different than how you've heard it here in the past or how I've taught it in the past, and that's good. And in part, actually, I love that. It warms the cockles of my heart. Right? I don't know what that means. I don't know what a cockle is. But it's I love it when one of my flock has the capacity to identify, hey, wait a minute. I read this, but you said that, and how does this relate and how does this connect? Oh man, I'm glad you're thinking. That's awesome. Think it through. Search the scriptures, see if these things are so. You're right. There was a distinction to be made there. Why is that? Let's look at it. And that's a very positive thing. 106, week 6, the judgment seat of Christ, the blood of Christ, the body of Christ, communion and Passover. Good topics there. Doctrine 107, the ascension and session of Christ. You know, what's he been doing since he went to the cross? Why is he, has he just been up in heaven doing nothing? What does he do at the right hand of God the Father? And it's stunning to me how little believers pay attention to the present session of Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. And a lot of Christians want that to be meaningless. They want it to be empty. They want it to be a title without an impact. Head of the church means he's involved. It means he's in charge. It means he walks in the midst of this lampstand. He holds the stars in his right hand. He is not just an empty figurehead. He is actively involved in the church universal and in local churches in particular. We need to understand the ascension and session of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit's salvation ministries, the Holy Spirit's sustaining ministries, those are useful, and they actually serve as a good follow-up to week 2 as an extension on the pneumatology we have in week 2. Doctrine 108, the armor of God. You know, every time you leave here, I say, keep your armor on. What do I mean by that? Why do I mean keep your armor on? Well, what is the armor of God anyway? What do you mean here, there, in the air? What do you mean, you know, you got all these quirky sayings. Is there any reality? Yeah, there's reality to all of them. Absolutely to all of them. Keep your armor on. Blessing. What is a blessing? What is a divine eulogy? What is a blessing? What is eulogeo about? It's a good article on eulogeo. What does it mean to say something good about somebody? Divine discipline, chastisement. Let me tell you something. It's better to learn divine discipline academically, all right? But you can also learn as a practical, okay? We can turn that into a lab. I don't recommend it, all right? But we all go through divine discipline from time to time. We all go through divine discipline as necessary when our loving Father loves us enough to discipline us, okay? He scourges every son whom he receives. And it sometimes hurts. Scourging hurts. But the Father knows we need it, and so he assigns it. The chastisement and doctrine, that's important. Divine guidance, maybe my favorite of the whole, well, no, grace is my favorite of this whole Doctrine 100, but divine guidance I really like. In particular, I was maybe, how old was I? Fifth grade. Anyway, the very first RB theme book I ever read from Baraka Church was Divine Guidance. And so I was 10 years old, I guess, fifth grade. And I read it because the prep school teacher, the Sunday school teacher, said that we were going to have, that was going to be the topic for the year. So I figured out, well, wait a minute, if I read the book ahead of time, then maybe, you know, I'll be up to speed on what the teacher is trying to teach us in Sunday school. So, my mom had it in her library, so I thought, well, this is easy enough. And so I read it, I reread it, and then... Yeah, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, John Ness was my Sunday school teacher, and I figured out, yeah, he's using RB Theme's booklet as his curriculum, as his teaching material. And I thought, well, this is great. Anyway, it worked out well, and I did what I told you not to do. I went to the end, and I saw where it was going. I learned how to ace the test, and now I'm confessing years later, but I have a special spot in my heart for divine guidance. Because it is a powerful study for any believer. It is a powerful study when you are equipped to pursue the will of God for your life. When you are equipped to be seeking His will in all things, and it's a measure of spiritual not even maturity, but even on an adolescent level. All right, where you're not just being led around by the hand like a babe in Christ all the time, that you actually have a capacity to see what God is doing and to get on board with His program. It's a powerful, powerful doctrine. All right, edification, that's being built up in the faith. Faith rest, another favorite of mine. Ralph says that's his favorite. Faith rest. And then doctrine 110, forgiveness. Man, there's one we should teach over and over again. Godliness, happiness. And really, this one we'll maybe do the most with to kind of split hairs and dispute. Because my preference is to split joy and happiness as a separate study. This text kind of equates them, all right? So we'll talk about that. Hope, elpis, why is that a positive anticipation? Why is it not just a wishful thinking? And then legalism, right? We end that with legalism. So, thoughts on that? Questions on that? Any of that sound too intimidating? It's a lot of reading. All right, but we got time. We got 10 weeks. We'll work our way through it. And each of the documents is pretty much about the same. They're fairly comparable, 17 pages, 20 pages. Some might be 14, some might be 22. I haven't looked at them for a while, but it's not an overwhelming amount of reading. We did more than this on the Geisler courses. So if you were here for systematic theology, the weekly reading was tougher in the Norm Geisler material. You'll find that this will be a shorter read for you. We might have an early night tonight. All right. So that's gracenotes.info. More things. Browse through there, see the different topics that are available, familiarize yourself with the different topics. Any of these may be useful. This is a tremendous resource, especially the way it's now been restructured and reformatted. I like the layout on this. And you may just kind of familiarize yourself with the table of contents. Just keep it in your mind. File it away. Think about it. And you may not want to study it at any time, you know, adoption or agriculture in Palestine or ambassadorship, whatever. I mean, that may not jazz you right now at all. But maybe a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, angels or whatever, Antichrist, antinomianism. And it'll click with you. You'll say, well, wait a minute. Wasn't the pastor talking about antinomianism this morning in Galatians chapter 3? Yeah, he mentioned that, didn't he? Okay. And you decide, you know what, I'm gonna do some more work on that. I'm going to go pull that document up. I'm gonna study that on my own. Okay, it's a great resource. It's just sitting there, minding its own Grace Notes business, okay? Download it, read it, spend some time with it. You know, I think that the studying to show yourself approved is you're going to get out of it what you put into it, right? And you will profit. The more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. And there's just so much of it. I mean, there's more on the church website than you could listen to in a year. Thousands of MP3s. All right, hundreds of printed notes, and there's just really no excuse to be spiritually starved. Not in this ministry. All right, any topic pretty much that you're interested, you're going to find there in that topic library. And the best part is you're going to know that it's coming from a Protestant, evangelical, dispensational, conservative, theological viewpoint. All right? It's not like doing your Bible studies by means of Google when who knows what search results you get back in all kinds of things. You ever study the Melchizedek priesthood or Google that? Look out. You're going to get a bunch of Mormon stuff and a bunch of other cults and garbage and all kinds of stuff. They get real excited about their Melchizedek priesthood in the Mormon church, okay? Don't read those pages. Look out for that. But when you come to gracenotes.info, then you're kind of in friendly territory and you can be more relaxed over what you find here. So there's the advantage on that. All right. I think we have everybody's email. If not, like I say, when you register, you'll have your email in there, and then we'll have a copy of that. Any final questions? This kind of went faster than I thought it was going to go tonight. Yes, ma'am. This week you will complete Doctrine 101. Right. Doctrine 101, which just happens to be, let me bring this back up again. Yes, happens to be five topics in Doctrine 101. So come back to Diploma Courses, Doctrine 100. Yes, Doctrine 101. And when that comes to you in an email after you register, all right, and it will have those topics as a part of that document. The gospel, salvation doctrines, eternal life, union with Christ, and regeneration. Right. Those are the topics for week one. And so read the material, take the quiz, all right? And then when you arrive, if you want to print it off and have hard copy with you, you can do that, or have your laptop with you or whatever, and you can read off the PDF, and whatever you want to bring with you next week. Who does not have email, or do you want to just do paper only? Esther, I know you are. Anybody else that's just paper only okay, there's two. We'll make sure that we bring, each week we'll photocopy some sets off and we'll make sure that we have. In fact, tonight, before you leave tonight, I think Deb Dowdy's not with us tonight, but she said she was going to leave a set in the by the photocopier in the office. And so we can make two copies and let folks go home with those. All right. Well then, I'm gonna go ahead and close this down in prayer. All right, Doug, do I get a cut in pay if I stop early? I do. Well, all right. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for these students, and I do pray for the coming 10 weeks, Father, that you would reward the diligence of these students who obey your scriptures, Father. Your command is for us to be diligent, to present ourselves before you as workmen, needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so, Father, we ask for your blessing on these workmen as they fulfill that command, that you would bless their reading, that you would bless their comprehension, that you would bless the quiz, and that when they return next week, Father, that our discussion would be comprehensive and edifying and a blessing in so many ways beyond anything we could ask or think. Thank you for making this provision possible. Thank you, Father, for these past years, rejoicing over Pastor Cliff Beveridge and what you've done with him, rejoicing over Lost Pines Bible Church, rejoicing over LaRosa Johnson, Father, and where you've taken him, rejoicing over Robert Rice, rejoicing over Dan Craw, Father, who's prepping for this coming fall an ordination exam there, Father, rejoicing over B3 and everyone, Father, Lewis, and everyone that's taken these courses and pursuing placement in ministry. It's in your hands, and Father, it's just, it's a privilege, it's a blessing, it's an honor. Yeah, we're not worthy of such grace, and yet, Father, you're well pleased. You're well pleased choosing the things that are not, that you might nullify the things that are. Thank you for allowing us to partake of these many, many blessings. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.